And good afternoon and welcome to our extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you as we continue our interviews and bring you information about different industries, if you will, around Butler County. And one that I just highly respect because it's one of those industries that you sit back and you go, wow, we have breweries. You know, I mean, when I was a kid, not that I was thinking of that when I was a kid, but you know, I don't remember having those. And then as we've gone through the years, now all of a sudden we have these great breweries in the county. And so I have Dan Koss on with me with Missing Links, and I welcome you to the program. Thank you very much for spending some time with me, Dan.
Well, thanks for having me.
And I'm just curious because I've been trying to talk to different companies and say, you know, how have you been hurt? What are you doing? And so I want to get a picture, not only from Missing Links, but I know you all kind of work together, even though you're all independent of each other. And I wanted to get an idea of what the breweries are going through. So let's first talk about Missing Links. Can you give us that picture of just what you all had to go through when all this really kind of unraveled for us?
Well, we got a little tip-off that it might be happening, and there was a press conference on a Monday, and I sat down and watched it with my son, and we stared at it and listened to the governor and all the other politicians that were up there, and just sat shaking our heads, really, in disbelief, going, my gosh, we're going to shut the state down. This is kind of weird. Okay, now what the heck does that mean for us after you get over that initial disbelief?
Right.
And, you know, start taking some notes and trying to figure out what we were going to do by Wednesday to stay in business or open or close or whatever it might have been. And, you know, so I got on the phone very quickly to my partner, Steve, and we started hashing ideas out. And, you know, it was more confusion and questions than it was answers at that point. But, yeah, you know, our biggest problem was, you know, we've been at this for 2.5 to 1/4 years, something like that, and we were starting to get half decent at it, you know, having people come in and sit down and timing and all that. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to do a completely different business as, you know, total takeout. So we weren't sure how the heck we were going to do that, and we weren't sure how we were going to tell our employees what was going on or if we'd have to lay off or close or whatever. And that was our biggest concern of everything, is how do we take care of all these people that rely on us? And, you know, as a business owner, I guess you think about that, but it doesn't really slap you upside the head until it's time to make decisions like this that, you know, this is pretty big. There's a lot of people out there that come to work for a reason, because they need the money, they need the cash, they like the people, they do all those things, but you know, they rely on this to put food on their table. So that's been our biggest issue so far, or biggest concern, I should say.
And when I've talked to other individuals in their companies, I hear the same. They're echoing that same sentiment where if they're having to lay their people off or tell them bad news, they're friends, you know, that they know each other. They, you know, that you, as a business owner, you want to take care of your people. And here you are in a position that's very uncomfortable.
You've said it best. I mean, one of my least favorite words is employee, because they're not. They're team members with us, and they're no less important than anybody else, you know, in that business. And it doesn't matter what they do. That's why we succeed or why we fail together. And, yeah, you're right. It's, you know, we referred to them and a lot of our regular customers as our brewery family. And, you know, we've met a lot of neat people. We know a lot of them better than we know our own families at this point. And, yeah, to try and tell a family member, sorry, you're not allowed to come to work anymore because I don't have any money to pay you. That's kind of rough.
Yeah. So then when this first started, were you then closed? I mean, or are you closed? I mean, you can't have gatherings, right, at this point?
We cannot have gatherings. So we're closed for internal sit-down type affairs. But we are doing takeout, and we have been right from the beginning. And we modified our hours a little bit, so we're running Wednesday through Sunday right now from 11 a.m. to 8, and it's working really well, actually. We've learned a lot in a few weeks.
And since and Dan, let me just kind of insert this. We've been doing this along the way, too, as we've been talking to folks, because even though you'll hear this, those of you that are listening on the 22nd, April 22nd, you may be hearing this as a podcast as well later in the day or at your own leisure. And so if you want to know what we're talking about when we're talking about it. We're talking with Missing Links right now, the breweries in Butler County. And so this is April 22nd. So if that information should change, you'll know what day it is. But okay, go ahead, Dan. So what does takeout mean to you as a brewery?
It's disappointing.
Yeah, I can understand. I can understand. But what does it mean? Like if you, because breweries, it's fun. You have unique glasses and you have unique brews, and then you can get some food. But I mean, are you sending the alcohol out? Or like, can people pick up the alcohol, or is it food that's takeout for you?
We're doing both.
Oh, okay.
We have our full tap list on, and you're allowed to take beer to go. We're just not allowed to sell it for any type of on-site consumption. And so people are bringing growlers and bottles and things, and we're selling them internally like it's going out of style. And our full food menu is out there, and our chefs are, you know, still doing weekly specials and still being creative with stuff. And like I said, I think it's really working for us better than we ever anticipated. And our customers and our regular, you know, regular type customers are coming in a couple days a week to support us. We're getting a lot of new customers that are getting tired of eating at other places.
Right. Or cooking on their own. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really great, because as you kind of hinted towards, you know, the brewery's all about atmosphere, and it's all about welcoming folks into the community and making it a community gathering place. And, you know, even though we can't do exactly that, the folks that have been walking in there, and I wouldn't expect anything less from the people in Butler County, really, they've just been totally supportive of our brewery, small businesses in general. They talk about other places that they go. They talk about how when this is done, that their focus is going to be on small business when they're doing their purchasing. So hopefully all those words turn into actions later. And I think that'll help all of us, you know, no matter what our small business is.
So, Dan, were you bottling before all of this happened? And I ask that because, yes, you go into Missing Links and you do have the fun, unique glasses. And then all of a sudden you turn around and people are carrying this out left and right. So did you have to learn how to bottle? Were you already bottling, or did you have to figure out how to increase the bottling?
We didn't have any of that, to be honest with you. We were doing what we call 32-ounce crowler cans. So you come in, you order one, we fill it, and then we seal the aluminum can in front of you. And we did a decent business of that. I've been telling everybody in the 9 months or so that we were doing that, we sold real close to 1,000 cans. And in the first 3 weeks of doing takeout, we sold over 500. So, yes, a little bit different in volume for sure. And believe it or not, that's become a commodity that we can't get, is 32-ounce cans. So there's a shortage for all breweries and things around the country right now. So we've switched over to, you know, some glass growlers. It's just changing our philosophy on what we said we, you know, wouldn't do or would do. We're desperate times call for desperate measures. So we're taking a few of them in order to get keep our customers happy and keep, you know, beer flowing out. And, you know, it really just boils down to, if we can do that and we can stay viable in the community and still be here, help others that need the help yet, it's what we're trying to get accomplished.
And right now, I would think that you're quite popular. I know there's rules that change about the wines and spirit stores and whatnot, but if you're already one, local, and people are supporting local, and two, you have alcohol that people can come and get and take home with them, I think you're fulfilling a desire. I don't know if it's a need, but you know, a desire of many, many people. And
certainly a desire, Tracy. And if you look at every time that something bad goes on in the world, and you look at the trends for alcohol sales, they always go up.
Right.
Always. Doesn't matter until how many hundreds of years back. It's kind of funny the way we are.
Well, and that's true. And I'll even say, you know, for our own family, we don't go and buy much. But, you know, we went out and thought, well, we're just, you know, we're home, so we might as well go out and buy what we can. Not that we overloaded, but yeah, it's that same sentiment. It's like, what else can we eat or have a beverage with, or what's, you know, because it's interesting being home. You're going through the same routine over and over, and you're just trying to find something different. Are you then going into the office? I say office, but, you know, into Missing Links to be able to do this, or do you have to make sure that you're at home?
No. We're going in. We have a very limited staff. Myself and my partner, Steve, are typically there. We have a couple of chefs, you know, working in the kitchen, and typically a server on staff. And, you know, at this point, yeah, we have to wear our masks and things. We have to ask customers to do that. If they come inside, we will happily take things out to the curb for them. So we've had to adjust all of those things. And, you know, you get to know people by seeing them. Now we get to know their voices over the phone and know who they are and what they're going to order before they even open their mouths. So, yeah, definitely a change for us. And, you know, we're doing our best to stay distanced and all the things that are being recommended. And, you know, overall, the customers are doing the same. They're being, you know, very respectful of us, very respectful of one another, and, you know, no real issues whatsoever. Again, nothing less than I would expect from the folks of Butler County, and they deliver.
So we're talking with Dan from Missing Link. So, folks, if you're trying to figure out who can I support, breweries would be one, Missing Links, of course, being one. And if you're trying to make sure that you buy local, again, another great idea with the breweries and especially Missing Links. We have Dan on right now from Missing Links. And, Dan, I want to ask you about the breweries in general, but let me ask you about your menu first, since you're talking about food. And if people are wondering, well, what do they have? You know, what can I get that's a little different? Maybe they are going to be a new customer of yours. What food can they buy from you?
We're very well known for our hand-stretched pizzas. And got a couple different varieties on there from, you know, build your own to margaritas and bacon chicken ranches and things like that in a couple sizes. Wonderful steaks and pork chops and great hamburgers. This week, Chef Tom's been smoking ribs again. So we'll have our rib dinner available all week long. And, yeah, those are the kind of things that are going out. And, boy, they really are going out like hotcakes. It's nice. You know, we're not just a... We are pretty much a full-service restaurant, I say, at this point, you know, with, you know, some simple food, some comfort food. But it's really, really helped us, and I think it's letting people come in and be a little picky and order food for their entire family. You know, a couple of pizzas works, and when you get the fun family that wants to come in and everybody needs something a little bit different, they can do that in individual dinners and things, so...
Dan, let me ask you about the breweries, generally speaking. I know, and this, again, is something that I respect of all of you, because I know you all work together, but yet you all have your own businesses, because you know if you work together, your industry is going to survive. So speaking unofficially for everyone, I guess all the breweries, what are you all talking about right now? What are you looking at? What are your concerns just to keep the industry alive and thriving in Butler County?
Well, you're absolutely correct, Tracy. We have what we call the Butler County Brewers Co-op, and all of the breweries in Butler County are part of that. And we meet typically once a month and then, you know, trade emails and phone calls. But in general, at this point, I think everybody's, you know, in the same boat that we are. How do we stay afloat? How do we keep our employees happy? How do we have that staff when we do get to ramp back up? Some of us are trying to reinvent, you know, the way we're going to do business, ourselves included, with, you know, takeout and online ordering and things. And I know several of the breweries have gone through that much quicker than we ever dreamt that we were going to get into it. And it's worked for a lot of us. I think the other thing is, too, with the time that we've got now, because, you know, sales volume is down a little bit, I think the brewers are doing a little bit of playing. They're coming up with some new beer styles. They're trying some things that they're able to do right now. And of course, you know, I would assume, like us, that, you know, everybody else, money's a little bit tight. So you watch your spending, but you're planning to be ready when things open back up and hopefully not cutting yourself too short. And that seems to be the, you know, the concerns. As everybody always says, no matter if we're in this situation or others, you know, we're not bars. We are breweries. We're family friendly. We want to get that message across to everybody in the community. We want you to come in and have good beer and good food in a really family friendly atmosphere. And, you know, our hope is when this is all done, that message resonates again, and that the things that we did while we were down, while we were able to remain open and be viable in the community, that people remember it, come out, you know, support us again when the time is right. And, you know, and I think, too, it's not just us as breweries or restaurants or small businesses that need supported. There's a lot of folks that, you know, that we touch or that we work with that, you know, it's going to be tough. It goes a little bit deeper than just, you know, the business that you're walking into. And I'll take a second and say things like, you know, we have tons of musicians and our food suppliers. You know, they're all they're all in excess right now. We're getting good, you know, good pricing and things from them. If they even have a part or, you know, a piece of food or a box or something that we need. You know, the other one is we've had to cancel 2 fundraiser events this month, and breweries are huge in participating in those and holding them at their breweries. You know, those folks at, you know, the Special Olympics and the Relay for Life are, you know, they're going to be hurting here when we're all back up and running because they're missing these events, and this is where their money does come from. So, you know, we're looking forward to getting back to being able to help those people out as well.
So do you have any, and I say you collectively, meaning all the breweries, do you have any kind of plan at this point, or are you just going to take it as it comes for when everything, I say opens, but what does that mean? I don't know if any of us really knows what that means, because a lot of you, all of you have space, because I like how you put it, your family friend, you have places for people to sit down and eat. So what's that mean whenever we get back to just, I hate to say normal, you know, I don't know what that means. When we just get back into, you know, being out to be in a gathering space, because if we're going to go into your place, then I've been to your place, great, great place, but tables are closed. So then what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to come down to a little bit of, you know, guidance that we get from the politicians and from the state and federal government. And we've looked at what's out there now. And of course, the federal government has their 3 stages and 3, you know, that we move through. And it looks to me like restaurants and things kind of fall into stage 2. But it's very general guidance. There's no specifics to it. You know, the specifics will come from the state. And we'll just wait for Governor Wolf and his team to let us know what those are. And, you know, as we kind of keep telling everybody, we can like this, we can hate this, we can agree with the rules or whatever that people have put out. It really makes no difference. They're the rules, and we have to follow them. And so the next time that we know what the rules are, we'll kind of follow them. I mean, we're anticipating what might happen, I guess. And you know, do we have to go to, you know, half capacity? Do we have to have, you know, tables so far apart? Do, you know, those kinds of things. So we're, you know, looking at how do we add space outside? How do we add space here that we can, you know, keep about the same number of people, you know, able to come into the brewery when the time is right. And then the bigger thing is, what are people going to do? And nobody knows that. You know,
folks
walk in and say,
"Yeah,
I'm coming right out. As soon as this is over, I'm coming right out. I'm tired of being home." And there's others that are saying, you know, you might not see me for 6 or 8 months.
Right.
So it's going to be what people choose to do as well.
So whatever the opening looks like, will you still keep the takeout orders going so you can meet the financial needs that you meet every month for a business to be operational?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't think there's any way we ever go away from that again. The online ordering and the ability to do that has been really nice. We'll have to relearn and adjust some preparation times and things like that for our kitchen and staff. But no, I think that's going to work. And, you know, we've converted to a new POS while we're down, our new point of sale system. Again, faster than we thought we would because we needed online ordering, and that worked out really well for us. You know, we've also adjusted our hours to be open at 11 o'clock, something we've been wanting to do and get open for lunch. So, you know, in the back of our mind, we're trying to figure out how do we do that when this is all done? How do we stay open for lunch and dinner? Maybe by extending some hours that will space things out and let more people come out and again, still be able to support the businesses as they come back up because, you know, folks there every day at their office need a place to get away. And Dan, maybe the brewery's it. Maybe that's a quick place for lunch.
Dan, can I ask you a question? Because I didn't even think about this before we started talking, but as a small business with the point of sale, do you feel that a lot of businesses had to all of a sudden struggle in finding how do you do this online? Was that something that, being a small business in Butler, is something that goes hand in hand in what you do, or was that a learning curve for a lot of businesses?
It's a huge learning curve for a lot of us. Yeah, we were, we were very fortunate in that we had a POS conversion in the works, and the system we were choosing allowed us to do online ordering, and it worked very smoothly. So we were very, very fortunate. Prior to that, as we were looking at, you know, ways to do this, oh my goodness, there are hundreds of ways to do it, and when you're not an expert in that area, it's hard to sift through and figure out who's right, wrong, what's going to fit your business the best. And, you know, we've talked to several different business owners, breweries and otherwise, And they're still, you know, they're struggling with that right now and trying to do some online things and make things up. And, you know, it's not easy. Plus, everybody in the country is doing it. So all of these systems that are designed for however many thousand people to be part of it are now getting hundreds of thousands of people to be part of it. So they're having issues internally themselves with, you know, servers and capacity and stuff. So, you know, it's not as easy as we all think it is, that's for sure.
What do you need from the community? I may know your answer already, and feel free and say it, but what is it that you need from us? Do you need anything? And feel free and say the ordering. That's what I'm thinking that you're going to say. But even with the ordering out, with the alcohol that you have, with the food that you have, do you need anything else from the community?
I think what we need from the community is just everybody to be patient with us and everyone else. Let's figure this out. We are all changing the way we do business. You know, as like I said, we've learned how to do online orders, and we've had some long delays and people standing in line longer than we would want them to. But they understand that we've never done this before. So keep that patience with all of us. Keep that patience with all small businesses. And then, you know, as the state opens back up, or the economy opens, or we return to a semi-normal, or whatever you want to call it, you know, stay focused locally. Shop local. It's not just us. It's every restaurant, small business, manufacturer. Learn the really neat things that go on in, you know, Butler County and the surrounding counties and what's made here. Search out those products. Those are your friends and neighbors. Those are where jobs are at. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, I keep saying it's rough on every single one of us being home and, you know, being teachers if we have children, and working from home and trying to learn how to do that if we're still able to work. And those are the fortunate ones. You know, there's a lot that aren't. So look out for your neighbor. You know, take care of them. I don't think you can kind of tell. It's not as much about us and our brewery, because I think we're doing okay. And I think the folks that are coming in and, you know, and purchasing food and beer from us are wonderful, and they're going to continue to do that, and it's great. But it's all the other things that are going to go on around us, you know. And when we do open up, come out and support our charitable events. You know, that's not money that goes in our pocket. That's money that goes into that charity's pocket. And, you know, they're needed. And, you know, we'll figure out the social distancing thing if that's required, and we'll figure out how to keep people apart if you want to. And, you know, be respectful of everyone out there. None of us have the answer. We all have parts of it. So somebody wants to be 8 feet away and wear a mask, let them. It's perfectly fine. You know, be respectful of that. And that's, I guess, what I would ask, you know, the community as we move on, as we get a little bit further into this and hopefully open our economy again.
Dan Koss with Missing Links, and I'll go ahead and insert what you also need from the community are purchases. So, folks, if you're out there and you're thinking, what can I eat today? Missing Links Brewery, one of the great breweries that we have in Butler County, of course, open. That's what Dan owns, he and his partner. So Dan Koss from Missing Links Brewery. And also the alcohol, the beer that they brew, you can take that out, or you can, you know, order that out, if you will, pick it up, and they will walk you through how you need to do that. But Dan, I appreciate your time, and we're thinking of you, and anything else you need from us, let us know, okay?
Thank you very much, Tracy. Yeah, again, appreciate your time and letting us get our story out there, and, you know, like I said, talking about small business and things here in our community. It's a great, great place to be. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to have a small business. So, you know, thank you to yourself, the radio station, and everybody that's out there supporting us and all the small businesses just like us.
And Dan, let's get your phone number out there and your website if people are wanting to just get something different for lunch or dinner.
Sure. You can give us a call. We'll take online orders at 724-486-3777. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/missinglinksbrewery. And then our website is simply missinglinksbrewery.com. And the links to our online ordering site are on that. You can click that and, you know, walk yourself through it. And if you have questions, give us a call. We'll get you through it.
Dan, thanks. Have a great day.
You too, Tracy. Thank you.